Limbaugh, Trump base fed up with the left's attack on the country. Left would rip the Constitution to shreds if they had the chance. By Trent Baker on November 3, 2020. Conservative talker Rush Limbaugh on Tuesday's edition of FNC's Fox & Friends sounded off on the election and the state of the country. The longtime radio host predicted a President Donald Trump victory, which he said would preserve the American way of life. He cited Trump's base as fed up with the barrage of attacks on the president. The Russian conspiracy hoax, cities being set on fire by Antifa and Black Lives Matter and shutdowns. We've reached a point in America where the American left doesn't like this country. They haven't liked it for a long time, and I think if they had the chance, Ainsley, they'll rip the Constitution to shreds as best they can and rewrite it. And they'll make government power the centerpiece of American life. And the American people will not know what hit them because this isn't the old Democrats versus Republicans. It used to be that the Democrats and Republicans at least had the same objectives. Wanted prosperity for people, kids, great future. We don't even have that in common with the Democrats anymore. There isn't any overlap. So, as far as I'm concerned, they are to be defeated. Politically defeated, not cooperated with and not gotten along with because I don't know that it's possible, he continued. And it's not that I have any personal animus against them. It's their policies and what they are promising to do to the United States of America. They want to ruin your kids' future. If you really care about the American way of life and what you think it is on the ballot today, folks, and there's one guy standing in the way of the Democrats and the American left succeeding in this anti-American agenda, and it's Donald Trump. And I would just cringe if we lose this election because of somebody's personality because they don't like somebody's personal way, he tweets or speaks. It's so irrelevant to the big picture. Plus, he's a good man. He's a fine guy. I know him well. He's somebody that you would want to go out and have a beer with, except that he doesn't drink. He's somebody that you would want to spend time with. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.